going on, guys? Welcome back to Previews. I'm Dustin.
And I'm Mikey.
Man, Mikey.
And I'm Dustin.
We have a Dustin sandwich today, Mikey. I hope you are
stuck in the middle.
Stuck in the middle between that Dustin.
Double D's.
There it is.
Dustin and Dustin Law Firm here.
Dustin and Warden Dustin. We got Dustin from the Baron's Hideout over here with us. Dustin, what the hell's up, man?
You know, nothing much has changed since last time we talked, like a couple of days ago.
That's true, yeah.
But, you know, just relaxing. I got the next couple of days off of work after this, so it's literally just movie week for me, so I'm really amped for that, and also amped to be here to talk about what we're going to be talking about.
Samesies, because that's my normal work week. I'm off Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Yeah, just like you alluded to, Mikey, we got a screener. Right, really quick too. Like it was like rapid right after we did Everwinter, I feel.
Everwinter, yeah. It was like 1 week apart.
Yeah, which is nice. But it's a movie that is called What Is Buried Must Remain. I'm sure we'll get our initial thoughts on it. But I dig found footage movies. I dig other cultures. So we're gonna do something a little bit different. We are gonna watch the trailer together.
Oh boy.
If you guys are down with that.
I have not actually watched this trailer, so.
Me neither.
I haven't either. So here we go. I'm going to share my screen.
3, 2, 1, action!
خدت إذن لنفوت على البيت مو؟
راح نحبس حالنا جوات بيت فونتين طول الليل.
أنا بتمنى لو نلاقي هيك شيء غريب.
متخيلين كيف راح ننشهر؟
أو كيف رح نموت؟ شفط! انتي هون!
هالمكان في شعور غريب بيتغلغل جواتك لازم نخلص على البنت هالشي مهم لأننا كلنا
ما بعرف أي شيء
قلت لكم بدنا نصير مشاهير
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. Sells it pretty well.
Doesn't give too much away.
Mm-mm. No.
But it's got a lot of the cool striking visuals to it. Nice. I like it.
So, I guess let's get into it. You know?
Yeah.
So,
as well.
Yeah. Dustin, you know how this rolls, man. It's not your first time on a previews episode. What did you like about the movie?
Well, I liked that we're diving into a different culture. I'm always very amped of seeing how films are made around the world. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of films that are kind of in the area that this is being filmed in that we have seen. So to see that kind of culture bring over here and also take on found footage, which I feel like is mainly like an American thing. I think like American and maybe even some of the Europe is like where it kind of really originated. And then seeing it branch out everywhere else, I really dug that. I thought, okay, they're diving into this and doing that. I thought the acting also was pretty damn good. And for the first, like, I want to say 30, 40 minutes, the atmosphere really got me. I was like, this is sick. This is really, really cool. So I'll stop there because those are the things that I really liked is just seeing the culture, the atmosphere, and the acting I thought was really good.
Hell yeah. All right, meat of the sandwich. Mikey, what's up?
With that meat out right now on this one, there was a lot I liked about it. I mean, I feel like I might be a little biased. I'm a found footage boy. Like, I remember one of my earliest movie memories was my parents coming home from watching Blair Witch, and I was just a little, like, 6 or 7 year old, and they're telling me about it. I'm like, man, that sounds like the coolest thing ever. And then
hell yeah.
Seeing it, and it was the coolest thing ever. And it's been like that ever since. Saw the Curse of the Blair Witch on Sci-Fi Channel, and it's... It stuck with me. That whole genre is wonderful. There's a lot of garbage in it, but when the good ones are good, they're really good. But when it comes to the cultural aspect that Dustin mentioned, that's something that I kind of pride myself on, is being open to these other foreign movies. And this one scratched an itch I didn't know I had, because I've seen, like, just going through my past Blu-ray purchases in like the last 2 weeks, I've got British, Mexican, Singapore was in there, Hong Kong, Indonesia. So like, I try to keep things worldly, but I've never seen a movie from Lebanon, so it was really interesting to get their perspective on this and see what scares them as a people. And it touched on some really interesting stuff. It touched on socio-political stuff. There was the whole fear of the colonialism. They mentioned things like misery tourism, like things that exist today and impact them culturally that we just don't even think about day to day. And that was really neat. And it really tapped into the most primal fear of all, which is the fear of the French. And I didn't expect that. That was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I dug the culture, man. I love found footage movies too, and I feel like what has opened the door for a lot of these are the, or at least other cultural perspectives, are like movies like VHS and, you know, anything that's an anthology type of movie, because you can get different flavors. Perfect example, like when they, like Satanic Hispanics came out, and all of those were Mexican directors, and just seeing their perspective on scary is fucking rad, dude. I love Japanese horror. I love Korean horror. It's so good. And again, like, I didn't know I needed this, and there are quite a bit that I did like. Is his name Abdullah? Is that his name?
Oh, Abdullah. Yeah, Abdullah was great.
I loved Abdullah.
He was fantastic.
And the sheer fact that he was so nonchalant, and he's like, yeah, that fucking happens all the time, you know? And then once we get kind of like, we're not going to spoil, because it's come out before. So, when you get the big reveal, you know, it's, it's like, well, fuck. Okay, cool. You know, but he was really good. I liked everyone that was in this movie. Of the three cast, you know, they none of them really annoyed me, you know. It was really fucking good. Really good.
Yeah, if I could say something xenophobic here really quick, I'm starting to think that everywhere but America knows how to make a really likable cast. Because if you watch a lot of foreign found footage, they have the same big cast. They always have the same goal of, yeah, let's film something spooky, we're going to be famous. But like over here, they end up being the most annoying motherfuckers on earth.
Yeah.
But other places, you know, they're just likable dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, here's the meat and potatoes, man. Dustin, what didn't you like about this movie?
Oh. All right, so this, I don't know if I'd really consider this a spoiler, but it happens pretty quick. Is, okay, we're set up found footage, right? Everything's camera, in your face. Everybody's holding a camera. And as soon as we get introduced to Abdullah, it breaks.
Okay. That's what really got me. That's my gripe. It's 50-50, man.
It's like, okay, so we're doing this found footage, but as soon as we're meeting this new character, it's a movie.
Yeah.
It's no longer found footage. So I got sucked right out of it. I was like, oh man, I was really digging this atmosphere. Like, the spooks were getting me with them walking through, going through all the things. And as soon as we meet that guy, it really pulled me out. Like, hard. Like, and I tried to be like, okay, just stick with it, but then it started going back between like the movie, then found footage, then the movie, then found footage, and then towards like the end, some things were a little cheesy for me, like some of the effects I think were a little cheesy, but then again, this is a very small budget, so I'm not gonna like knock points on that at all. And also one thing that really really bugged me was being slapped, knocked this guy out of whatever kind of possession he was in, just being slapped. That got me too. And then immediately he went right back into it. I was like, oh man. So those are probably the two big things, is the being knocked out of it and then realize like all you have to do is slap this guy and he's like back to normal. Yeah. I would say.
Mikey, if I can piggyback off that, because my gripes, I texted Mikey the other night, I was like, I hate that it's 50-50. If you're going to give me found footage, give me all found footage. I don't want to be broken out of found footage and into this movie. Because like you, I was into the atmosphere. I was digging how you are watching this movie through the perspective of their lens, and they have to turn all the way around before I can even see what's going on behind them. And that's what I liked. That's what I like about found footage. Dude, but when they started pulling me out of the everyone's camera, it didn't necessarily kill the movie for me, but it was just one of those things where I was pulled out of the atmosphere, man. Like, now I'm just watching a movie. And also, I wish the kid was a kid.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. That actually is a good point. They kept calling him the boy, and it was like a 17-year-old.
Yeah, like, give me a child, that's fine. But we didn't actually talk about this a minute ago in the likes, Mikey. Like, the fucking jump scare that's in this, that's really good. Really, if we could talk about that, it's not going to ruin anything.
Oh, it's not really a spoiler. Yeah, there's a really cool bit, like, and it kind of echoes to the whole movie, because there are a lot of similar quiet scares where something's obviously off, but it doesn't do the... Again, it's kind of, I don't know if it's just a Western concept of, hey, look, a spooky thing, and then every noise on planet Earth plays at once. But there's this really subtle bit where Lara is running through with her camera. She got, like, her phone camera filming the whole thing. And she walks by a doorway, and, like, perfectly framed is this chalk drawing of a kid. And, like, they don't draw attention to it. Like, she kind of reacts. There's no big noise. It's creepy. And then she turns around and goes to a different room. Same exact drawing, different spot. It has it moved? Has it been drawn more than once? And the whole chalk drawings are a plot point. They do come up, but just the way they're handled is really spooky without drawing, like, a ton of attention to it. And that's something I do wish we saw more of with found footage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess I'd just roll that right into what you didn't like.
I want to throw a relative one out, because I don't know, I feel like I'm kind of soft on a lot of movies. My letterbox is, like, the distribution is insane. It's mostly fives, I ain't gonna lie, but...
Oh, I'm stingy with my fives, man.
Man, there's nothing wrong with that. I can't judge anybody for that. But one thing I think a lot of people will dislike, but I thought was actually kind of neat, was that this almost plays like a mixtape of found footage concepts that you like already. Like, there's the... some As Above, So Below DNA with Allah's Ark, where he's kind of looking into his past and being faced with things that he did. There's a lot of Blair Witch DNA. They even do a callback to the Blair Witch 2 line with the video tells the truth thing. I think, was it Abdullah that says that? He says something.
When he
or something, like,
yeah, then there's the things hanging in the windows too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Yeah, the little totem things. That's true. Yeah. There's a little bit of tons of different movies. And it's, for me, that's cool, because it's like these guys like the same shit I like. I can get behind that, but I can see somebody who's also watched a lot of found footage getting kind of burnt out, because it's like, I've seen all this before. Other than that, I didn't notice right away the cut that you guys were mentioning. You're fine. You said it. I was like, damn, you're right. But they do set up... multiple cameras that are stationary. They show the GoPro, like, yeah, we're gonna put the GoPro in the corner, and there's a lot of feed from that. But then when you see these other shots, you think, oh, is that another camera? But it's not. It's not attached to any character. They don't establish the other. It's like you're seeing from the point of view of what they're experiencing, which is kind of cool, because they use that for some scares. There's a really cool one with Shadi where he's, like, entranced by something, and it, for them, when it cuts to the camera, it's just like wigging out in the corner.
Yeah.
But when it shows what he's seeing, it's like almost like that Silent Hill 3 room with, like, the weird living vines from the PS2 game.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that kind of look to it, and it's really cool. But as soon as you notice, like, well, who's filming that? What is that? Then I could see it really hurting the enjoyment for people. Didn't bother me, but if they don't really establish that dichotomy between the two, like something like The Last Broadcast or Cannibal Holocaust do, it does feel weird when they cross that line. That's really it for my dislikes. I thought it was mostly positive.
Okay. All right. So, Dustin, if there was anything about this movie that you would change, what would you change?
I just really want it to be all found footage. That's all. Really. I mean, like, with it being 50-50, it's not a bad thing, like, at all. I know people will probably like it more because it's like that. But I really wanted it to be all found footage, because, like, when they started, like, moving, and I think it's Allah, when he's, like, going around, and, like, he would just, like, swiftly go in front of the camera really fast, and, like, that creeped me out, like, when he was, like, in the basement and everything. I wanted more of that throughout the whole thing. I really wanted, through the lens of each character, to see exactly where they're going in their life throughout this whole thing. I wanted more of that, and maybe strengthening the bad guys just a little bit for me. I think, you know, having a little bit more power. for making them a little bit more sinister, a little bit more scary. Because when we get the reveal of them, I'm not really like, ooh, they're scary, whatever. They're kind of
Dude, Mikey, I didn't mean to cut you off, but Mikey messaged me last night. He's like, yeah, there's kids. What are they saying? I don't know. I don't speak French.
Dude. That was one of the best lines from Abdallah. He's so great.
That was pretty fucking good.
I think that's pretty much all I would do is, like, 100% found footage if you're going to do that. Strengthening the bad guys to give them a little bit more oomph and make you feel really bad for these people that are in this position, because, I don't know, that this, there's a part of it that just wasn't strong enough for me. But maybe it will be for somebody else. Maybe they will be scared from it. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, Mikey, what about you, man?
I liked the majority of it. I didn't really mind the split between the found and not found kind of aspects. I won't harp on that, but I do vibe with the point about the villains, because it does set up right away. Like, they are filming a documentary about this spooky castle that was built during French occupation in Lebanon, and that's really cool. Like, it's weaving the history into it. It's playing with that colonialism angle. Like, it's easy for someone in that audience, in that country, who's been affected by this, I think, to see that and automatically think, well, these guys fucking suck. These guys are evil as shit. And maybe, like, it doesn't click as much over here. But I don't really want to say change that. I don't really want to say, well, show them being outwardly evil throughout. Because we're used to not being on the receiving end of that kind of behavior doesn't mean, you know, it needs to be softened for us. You know, maybe that would lose some of the edge within the country, within its target audience. So I don't want to say that. But at the same time, we don't really get much of their presence for a really long time. So you hear about them a little bit, and they'll mention, you know, like, oh, well, I wonder what the servants had to do in this room or things like that. And we do get little bits and pieces with the little French ghost girl, but that's still like 45 minutes, an hour in where she pops up. And then the owners of the house, like, their spirits don't really show up for even longer. So it would have been cool to maybe see a little bit more of them. I wouldn't want them to compromise with their vision, you know, but at the same time, on a personal level, I want the villains to be at least more present.
Sure.
That's about it.
Sure.
Yeah, I vibe with that.
I can feel that. Like, one of the things I would change is I would want it to feel just a little more sinister than it is, because the villains, if you in this movie, like, they persuade him to kill his friends and hand him an axe. That's it. You know what I mean? Then he gets the shit slapped out of him. But I would like a little bit more sinister, and I would completely found footage. I wouldn't want to do a 50-50, man. Like, that shit, it did kind of pull me out of it, but I still enjoyed it. Like, it's not an awful movie, like, by any means. It's not bad.
No.
And I already said it, I'd rather have a child than, you know, the 17-year-old. Make it a creepy kid, you know what I mean? Yeah. I did like that, though. I did like the fact that when she was trying to escape, it was endless. I loved that. Yeah.
Very disorienting, which I do like.
Yeah.
That's one thing I did not bring up with what I like. It was very disorienting. I was trying to go through with them, like, doing a door, it goes here. Doing a door, it goes here. That was really, really cool.
Abdul was like,
that out a few times. They'll mention, like, wasn't this door over here at some point? And that's neat. I love it when found footage movies do that.
And Abdul's like, yeah, that happens sometimes.
You get used to it.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Dustin, we usually rate this on Letterboxd. Did you by chance do that?
No.
All right. So, okay. Are you
Letterboxd? I tried getting into.
Okay.
This is too much, man.
Okay. Out of five stars, what would you give this?
I'd probably give it a 3.5.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. Mikey, what about you, man?
I actually did give it a 3.5. I thought it was definitely above average. It didn't fall for a lot of the same traps that found footage stuff tends to nowadays. Like, as much as I love the genre, like, the last couple of years, they have been very samey. And this did feel like a good remix, at least. So
sure.
It's one I would recommend, especially if you're into more foreign found footage. It kind of reminded me of, have you ever seen Gungeom Haunted Asylum? That I think it's Korean.
I seen someone talk about that movie today, and I really want to watch it.
It's good. You'd like it. It's similar to this aesthetically. It kind of reminded me, like, with the dudes like going in just to document the haunting kind of thing.
Okay. Earlier in the episode, I did talk about how stingy I am in Letterboxd, how I very rarely give out fives. I gave this a 2.5.
Wow.
But I think that's, to be honest, that's right down the middle for me. Being a 2.5, I would recommend it. Like, I would literally follow the same pace Mikey just said. And especially having friends who dig the genre, dig the cultural aspect of it. And like we just all chimed in. It's not a terrible movie.
No.
It's not, especially with the five people that are in it. And then the camera, you know, it was okay. It was okay. And I feel like we've said this before, not everything can be here for blood.
No, that's true. That bar is really high.
I did see
the opportunity to bring this up to, I have exactly one Lebanese friend, so I thought I'd bring it up to him. And
there you go.
I will say, I like the reaction. He hasn't watched it yet, because I'm not sure how accessible it is over there, but as soon as I mentioned it, like, he was stoked. He was like, hell yeah, what's the name? When did it come out? How can I find it? So it is cool that even within the country, like, there seems to be a call for this kind of movie. So I do like that.
Hell yeah. So this movie drops April 12th on Screenbox. Give it a shot. You know, like, I'm not going to tell you to not watch the movie. It's definitely worth the viewing. Thank you, Screenbox, for hooking us up with another screener. Always grateful for it. But also to Dustin, who built that relationship. He planted the seed. I'm climbing the tree.
Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome, dudes. You're welcome.
Yeah, man. But I guess anything else you want to talk about? Do you have a live show coming up, Dustin, you want to talk about real quick? Or?
Yeah, I actually just announced my second live show of the year. We'll be hosting it in Salem at Cinema Salem with the writer and director John Pata, who was also, as I've been telling everybody now, to kind of get a little bit more oomph behind it, was the editor on Frogman.
Frogman
Fox. I'm gonna be showing his directorial debut, Black Mold, on May 16th in Salem, Massachusetts at Cinema Salem. Tickets are live now on the site.
Very cool.
Be there or Frogman will come get you.
Yes.
And you know what he does with his little staff. Yeah, I guess, Mikey, you got anything? I got nothing.
I wish I did, but no, I just got Jack All going on.
There you go. You got that cold one going on, huh?
Yeah, that's about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not even a good one.
Not even a good one?
This is Miller.
Hey,
it's okay. 2.5 out of 5 beer.
Hey, from the wise words of Dr. Venkman, it's Miller time.
It is.
There it is. But until next time, I'm Dustin.
And I'm Mikey.
And I'm Dustin.
And this has been Previews.